You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
3CR pays respect to elders past and present of the Kulin Nation. We recognise their unceded sovereignty.
Rotations.
Good afternoon, listeners. You're listening to Rotations. You're with me, Hannah, who I'm usually on the Monday Breakfast Show. It's my first ever Rotations show. I'm really excited. We're going to be listening back to a live to air that I helped record back in March last year, the long awaited, finally it's being aired to 3CR, yay! We're going to be listening to Fionnuala Keith's beautiful solo album With Child, and then we're going to be listening back to an interview that I did with her afterwards, and then maybe if we're lucky enough we'll be able to get her live in the studio to talk about where she's at with her music now, a year later, and hear about maybe some new music that she's listening to. Maybe she'll even tell us what song we should listen to. Maybe we could listen to it together on air, you know? My guess is as good as yours. You know, fresh, new. What's going to happen? I don't know. And then after that, maybe I'll play some Joni Mitchell, maybe some Otis Harding. Maybe we'll have a folky little time together. Maybe I'll switch it up with some Miss Canina. You know, who knows, but I'm excited for the show. Stay tuned for Fionnuala's beautiful live-to-air set.
Hi, I'm Fionnuala. This is my band.
Hello.
Zari, Elvis, Bindi, and Miles. And we're going to play three songs from my EP called With Child.
Thank you.
it's not your fault. And it's not mine. Wasn't your fault. And it wasn't mine. Oh. My leg just went so numb. That was It's Not Your Fault. And now, it's Child of the World. My bed. Are we ready? else's life, someone else's bed, surrendering to your care. I didn't take them all, but I took a few. I'm sorry I took my life out on you. Times you're worrying, it's more harm than good. I don't have enough good in me. Teach you how to care. You how to care.
Wasn't that adorable? You're listening to The Rotations Show here at 3CR on 855 AM. That was Fionnuala Keith's Live to Air from last year of a couple of her songs from her album called With Child. We're going to be listening back to an interview we did together a year ago after that set now, so stay tuned. Hello, how you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
What a beautiful set that was.
Oh, thank you so much.
Of course. How long have you and the band been playing together?
Quite some time now. Me and Elvis recorded the songs probably a year and a half ago, or even longer, together. And okay. Miles was on that recording, the saxophone player was on the recording, and Elvis played bass and wrote his bass parts, which are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then myself, Zari, Vindy, so Zari's does a whole bunch of eclectic things. Mm-hmm. And Vindy plays the viola. Myself, Zari, Vindy and Elvis all play in another band together.
Oh, yeah. What's the band?
The band is called Spike Funk.
Oh, yeah.
And we have been playing together for about a year, I would say.
Cool.
Yeah.
What inspired your new EP with Child?
Well, I'd been on exchange in Scotland and I had the worst time. It was so formative for me, but I had a bit of a nervous breakdown. And I started having panic attacks for the first time ever. And I was kind of confronted with grieving my mum, who passed away in 2016. And I was, you know, on my own for the first time in ages. And then I did a 9-month sobriety stint post that phase. And I wrote all of those songs in that time. So it's kind of, it was very much an outlet, I think. A lot of the lyrics, it ranges about my mum, and then it is about anxiety and just however I was feeling.
Yeah. How long have you been writing music for, and how long did it take you to write this EP?
I've been writing music for ages. My dad writes songs, and so I remember trying to emulate that when I was very little. I kind of started taking... I went to uni and I studied music. I have a degree now. But that definitely forced me to write songs and be more comfortable writing songs that don't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And collaborating with people and feeling excited to show them my stuff and be vulnerable and share that with people. What was the other part?
How long did it take you to write the EP?
It took me, I don't really remember. It didn't take very long. I had the bones of it, the guitar parts and most of the singing, when I went to in the studio, but we wrote a lot of it and arranged a lot of it in the studio as we went along. So, you know, it kind of took a week to like write the songs, but then it took many months to complete them.
Yeah.
And to add things and change them and swap parts around, because it's all in the same tuning, which is so I kind of borrowed parts from other songs and mix and mashed them. And
I was actually going to ask, like, what the recording process was like, but it sounds like the writing and the recording process were, like, together.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. Yeah, it was a lot of, yeah, just getting people in. It's hard to organize everybody, especially when you haven't really figured out what they're going to do. Yeah. But then, yeah. Everyone would just come in and we'd go through over the songs and mess around. But it was me, Elvis and Max, Hazeldine, the drummer, who we recorded the bass drums and acoustic guitar all together as a live recording and then just overdubbed everything else.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I was going to ask also, like, does your writing process change when you're writing with a band or compared to like a solo project?
That's so interesting. I didn't really know. I write for an arrangement. Like I write with other instruments in mind, but it was pretty open. Like, I wouldn't say I wrote with people these songs, but I left space for them to do their own thing.
Yeah.
I haven't really written with a band properly. Like, I write some harmonies and stuff in my other band, but not songs.
Yeah.
Mm. Cool. I'm excited to explore that a bit, I guess.
I'm excited to hear it. Do you have any, like, folk musician influences?
For sure. I always get a bit nervous about talking about... but I'd say, like, Laura Marling is a big one. Mm-hmm. Aldous Harding. Lots of women. Yeah. I love women. like Joni, I guess.
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my friends. Yeah. Very influenced by my friends. I think they're all amazing and beautifully talented.
Beautiful.
Sorry, and her band, and her band Girl Version, and my friend Ruby Milner. She makes amazing music. Mm-hmm. And my friend Lily, everyone.
Cute. How can people support the local music scene in...
Wow. Buying tickets to shows. Yeah. Not sneaking in, not going on the door. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, it's a hard time for everyone.
Yeah.
But I guess listening to music and supporting it in a kind of real way, not like being conscious and mindful about listening to music and not just going to shows to be at the show. Like,
yeah,
I think that's an important thing to do.
Yeah, totally.
Take it in.
Yeah. What are your upcoming gigs?
Well, I have one that hasn't been announced, but it's on the 13th of June.
Mm-hmm.
At the Grace Darling. Mm-hmm. Which will be a headline show, and then there's a launch in the mix for the EP, very belated, which I think will be in August in Footscray, the Bluestone Church.
Beautiful.
But yeah, not many.
Yeah, I'm excited to find out.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for talking to me today and playing your beautiful set.
Thank you so much. Thanks. It's been lovely.
Street is coming down. Sweetie's snack bar boarded up now. And there goes the tailor, and the shine boy's gone. Faded out with ragtime blues. Hand is cast in bronze, and he's standing in a little park with his trumpet in his hand, like he's listening back to the good old band. Shoes. Old Furry sings the blues, propped up in his bed with his dentures and his leg removed. And Jenny's there for her kindness and Furry's beer. She's the old man's angel overseer. Shops glitter like gold tooth caps. In the gray decay, they chew the last few dollars off old Beale Street's carcass. Carrion and mercy. Blue and silver sparkling drums. Cheap guitars, eye shaping guns. Aimed at the hot blood of the unknown. Sings the blues, bring him smoke and drink, and he'll play for you. It's mostly muttering now, and sideshow spiel. But there was one song he played I could really feel. Furry's got no money. Oh, Furry's got no money. Double bill murder at the New Daisy. The old girl's silent across the street. She's silent, waiting for the record's beat. Silent, staring at her stolen name. shopping malls as they tear down old Beale Street. Old Furry sings the blues. He points a bony finger at you and says, I don't like you. Everybody laughs as if it's the old man's standard joke. But it's true, we're only welcome for our drink and smoke. And I'm fake, and I'm not familiar with what you played, but I get such strong impressions of your heyday, looking up and down Old Beale Street. Ghosts of the dark town society come right out of the bricks at me, like it's a Saturday night, they're in their finery, dancing it up. Why should I expect that old guy to give it to me true? Fall into hard luck and time and other thieves while our limo is shining on his shanty street. Old Furry sings the blues.
VCR is about community, and we welcome your participation at the station.
3CR is open to a wide diversity of volunteers and is a great way to connect with Melbourne's activist community.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, doing a reception shift, getting a program on air,
training in radio skills, or contributing to one of the station's committees?
There are many ways to be involved at 3CR.
To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au and get in touch.
You're listening to Rotations on 3CR 855 AM on the dial. We were just listening to Bulbar by Ruby Milner. And before that, we heard, of course, Furry Sings the Blues by Joni Mitchell. Up next, we're going to be listening to Quiet Shore by Maxine Funk.
About the events of that day, so hard to ascertain, so hard to ascertain.
Quiet shore.
sort of feeling on me.
That was Quiet Shore by Maxine Funk. And before that, we heard Bulba by Ruby Milner. Now we are joined in the studio by Fionnuala, and we heard her beautiful set at the start of the show. Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Enjoying the sunshine today?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, do you have any updates on your music stuff since last, when was it? March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. What do you want to know?
Okay. Do you have any new, like, musical influences and, ooh, like, has your maybe writing style changed over the last year?
Yeah. Well, Maxine Funk is someone I've been listening to heaps at the moment. I don't know. It really depends.
Mm.
My writing style has definitely changed. I write a lot more. Like, listening to that interview is so...
Yeah, but, such babies.
Yeah, but I write more solo now, I think.
Oh, true.
I was really experimenting with a lot of things when I was writing that EP, and I maybe didn't have a ton of faith in my own abilities, so I was quite reliant on the people around me. Well, in a collaborative, lovely way, but...
I'm sure.
I was trying to follow more of a lead, and now I feel like maybe I'm more of a leader.
Hell yeah. Coming into your own a bit more, maybe.
Hopefully.
I'm sure. sounds like it.
Yeah. I've got a new band.
Oh, tell me about your new band.
Well, it's me. We've started recording a new album, and we've got a single that will be coming out in a month or so.
Yay!
That's all recorded, just needs to be mixed and mastered. But that's with, well, it's Elvis, Zari, Vindy, Max, Miles is on it, and my beautiful friend Archie Gladwin. Cute. He's awesome. And now we're kind of setting up a new setup, which is just a smaller group of people that I can easily be managed. But so another friend, Eleanor Jones, has been playing bass sometimes, which is awesome. She's got her own solo stuff that's really special, so cute. You should listen to that. And yeah, it's just small. And then a friend, Harry, is going to play some drums sometimes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So it's exciting. We're going to try and kind of get our shit together, for lack of a better term. But I'm really excited to get that started.
Yay. And what's this? Is the new album, does it sound, is it a similar sound, or are you experimenting with maybe slightly different vibes? What's the vibe?
It's definitely more like giggly. It's definitely more like structured. I feel like those songs were very open and flowy, and you know, a lot of different bits going on, but now I'm very like, no, you do this and you do it in this way and that's wrong. Which is really fun, to be honest. Recommend. So it's more structured, and it's more I feel like in like some sense the EP is like kind of a concept album. Like it's all like, it's very cohesive from the beginning to the end. Like it kind of does a bit of a bell curve kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's all in the same like alternate tuning. And whereas the album will be a range of tunings, a range of vibes.
Exciting. Yeah. I remember you were singing in the Bluestone Church, which was mentioned in the interview ages ago. And you were singing one of your new songs, and it made me cry, and I'm really excited to hear it with a band.
Lovely.
And like, you know, with all the different parts in the background as well.
Yeah, that was a teary event. It's
very
always funny
church.
Like getting off stage and everyone's
crying
at you. It's like, oh, thank you.
Thanks, I guess.
I appreciate it.
Do you have any...
That sounds like it happens all the time. I'm not trying to brag.
Do you have any upcoming gigs, speaking of making people cry?
I'm scheduled in to make people cry. On the 17th of April, opening for Hairclip, and Clover Blue is also playing. I think Ruby Milner as well is playing that show at the Thornbury Bowls Club. And we might even do a sneaky little song together, the four of us.
Aww.
Which will be very cute. I'm very excited for that.
Cute.
Just people that love music singing together.
Love it.
And so that's, yeah, that'll be fun. And then the next one's opening for Good Moon in Footscray at this venue called Spit on the 25th of April. Good Moon's this like really awesome band from Castlemaine. Super lovely. Recommend a listen to that as well. Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Cool.
And Spit as well is a cool venue in Footscray. I don't know if...
Yeah, I've not heard of that.
Yeah, it's like a DIY kind of...
Love that.
Joint. Yeah, just across from the station.
True.
They host really cool events, and it's just a lovely vibe there.
Nice. Love Footscray. That's about all we have time for, but do you want to tell listeners how people can support your music and where to find it and stuff?
Yeah, so I'm still on Spotify, but I'm not. you can find it on Tidal or any other platforms, and Bandcamp encouraged for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'll see. I'll get a bit of that money, yeah, which is nice.
Yeah.
If you can afford it. And what else? I guess like Instagram is like the place to be these days.
Mm.
It's just my name.
Love.
But yeah, I feel like that's where all the gigs, where you can keep updated on that kind of thing.
Great. I'll put the gigs in the show notes for the podcast if people want to listen to it later. And do you want to introduce the last song of the show?
Yeah. So we're going to play. We're going to.
Yeah, Anna's going to play. Play.
We're going to play. it's called Child of the World. It was in that live recording at the beginning, but the recorded version sounds quite different. So I feel like it's worth a listen. Maybe.
Cool. Stay tuned for Child of the World.
Thanks, Anna.
Life's so lonely and tearful. accent are women.
It seems so obvious to me that if you live in a completely violent cultural milieu, that it's going to translate into every aspect of women's lives.
Accent to women.
What's a border? They don't see it like a big wall right along the...
People live ordinary lives when they're living in such an extraordinary situation where there are two, where there are armies there and terrorists there and such conflict every single day of their lives?
Accent to women.
A show by and about women from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds.
On Community Radio 3CR.